Okay, Matej, we invited you within this series called Nebenan, a series by Ö1, to do a broadcast for us. Nebenan focuses on Romania this month, and so I would like to ask you, first of all, to give me a brief description of the situation of visual and acoustic artists in Romania right now.
So, first of all, I would like to present myself. My name is Matei Bejenaru. I'm an artist from the city of Iași in Romania. It's a city the same size like Graz here in Austria. Mm-hmm. Very briefly, I can say that after 10 years of continuing experiments in our contemporary art scene, I think that now there is a different kind of energy. There is a new generation of artists, and they are trying to do more professional things. And also, I can see that there is a kind of developing of independent institutions, which mm-hmm. are creating an independent context, which will be very good for future developing in the arts in Romania.
Mm-hmm. So, you initiated this biennial exhibition for contemporary art a few years ago. Do you want to say just a short description of what's going on there, or what the idea is behind this biennial?
Yes, I started in 1995 together with a group of young artists and philosophers from my city, Iași, which is the second university city of Romania, having 40 to 45,000 students. We started to organize some contemporary art events, which were transformed gradually into an international contemporary arts biennial. Mm-hmm. And it's dealing with, topics like center-periphery relationships, and which is, you know, it's a never-ending discussion. And this event was growing from an edition to the other, and now we are preparing the sixth edition, which will be a big international event, curated by a Swedish curator called Anders Kreuger, and it will mm-hmm. take place in 2003 under the theme Prophetic Corners. Iași is a city situated in the eastern part of Romania, and probably it will be one of the eastern city of the future European Union.
Mm-hmm. Now it would be nice if you could tell, sort of give our listeners an idea of what you do yourself as an artist, about your speaking projects, for instance?
So, I do different things. So, I am very interested in society and what's happening in the street. So, I do social projects, video films, and actions. But also, I'm interested in language. Language is an element of communication, mm-hmm. and because I have this native capacity to speak very much time without taking breaks, I use it as an artist. So I use my body to speak, and I am analyzing the physiological limits of speaking processes. Also, I'm interested in the political, historical, social background. When I use a language, I'm trying to speak in different foreign languages, which is very difficult for me. But it's also interesting to try to enter in a little bit in the spirit and the content of a language, in the phonetics mm-hmm. of a language. So I've done several performances in different cities in Romania and abroad, and they were related to political, historical ideas.
Mm-hmm. So, what does it mean to you to do this speaking performance for a different medium, which is the radio, in this special moment?
So, until now, it is an interesting question. It is a very interesting question. Until now, I performed in front of an audience. Mm-hmm. And because I performed for a long-term period, for several hours to 12 hours, usually after half an hour, I lost my audience. They understood what I'm doing, and I was alone, which mm-hmm. was a very interesting experience for me. A performance art critic, Kristen Stiles, told me that my performances are somehow religious. Mm-hmm. Now it's a different situation because, you see, I don't perform in front of an audience, I perform in front of a microphone, but I know my mind is telling me that I'll have an audience. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many thousand people, but they will listen to this. So this is an experience for me, and I'm interested how it could be if I do a live performance on radio.
Mm-hmm. So it's like spreading out into the public.
Yes, through technology, I can disseminate my voice and the frequencies created of my voice into different places.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you give a short description of each of the pieces that we are going to broadcast on this?
Yeah, okay. So let's start with the algorithm of readings. So, because by coincidence, I'm here during the election day here in Austria, I choose the political work. So I bought 4 major Austrian newspapers, and I read the political page according to a personal algorithm. So from politic, I choose the vocal E in Romanian, I in English, and I read all these letters from that political page of the newspaper. This is one thing. Second one, I propose to organizers to people from Kunstradio, a group of 8 to 10 words, keywords, and to select a few hundred words related to those keywords. The Kunstradio team gave me this word of desperation. Mm-hmm. Which in German it means Verzweiflung.
Verzweiflung.
Verzweiflung. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I used, let's say, maybe 180 words related to this keyword Verzweiflung. And the last piece, which will be in this program, it's an edited piece by computer, which is called The Metamorphosis of Speaking. So I use a sentence, which is, like, say, not very clear, somehow poetical, somehow philosophical, somehow truism. And I manipulated this sentence, group of 2 or 3 sentences, using different channels. And using also like a mathematical system of developing of the things, like a recurrence law. Mm-hmm. I hope that this is the right word in English. So using my mind, using my brain, I creating a law, and according to this law, I creating a sound piece.
You created a rule.
A rule. I creating a rule, and using this rule, I created a sound piece from my voice, mixing many, many channels with a very clear delay.
Mm-hmm. And so, what was your interest when you made this piece, the last piece?
To transform the frequencies of my voice into, according to the physical phenomena of interference, into different sound form,
mm-hmm.
which in the end is very wide, and she's very interesting and touching me, because if you remember, I told you this, that each time when I'm in a place, I like to see the horizontal line. So this piece for me, it's like going, searching through this sound and through the computer, searching through this horizontal line of my speaking.